faster than a speeding bullet, and he's the superhero of Gotham City. And now they're teaming up.
A partnership?
You're joking. To battle the most evil villains of the century.
Pay me $1 billion and I'll kill Superman.
Deal?
Deal.
With Joker, expect the unexpected.
Look at all the toys. Sounds good to you, Lex.
He's gotta be kidding.
If one superhero is good,
don't keep us in suspense.
Then two superheroes must be better.
Think about it.
It's two times the action, two times the danger, and two times the excitement. The Batman Superman movie.
It's over, Joker.
It hasn't begun to be.
I'd say the timing couldn't be better.
From Warner Brothers Family Entertainment.
We already started here. welcome to another edition of Spoiling at the Movies. Mm-hmm. The Movies, Two Snaps. Yes. And I'm the Spoilers with the Most, the Phenomenal One.
I'm his drunken co-host, Cody.
And we are here to talk about Cody's pick, World's Finest. Oh, the Batman Superman movie, World's Finest. I like how Batman name is first, even though this is based off the animated show of Superman.
Hey, it has a better cadence. Superman Batman movie, that's not right.
It kind of does, you're right, because I kept saying that in my head last night as I was watching this. I was just like, Superman Batman, Batman. Yeah. I was like, yeah, Batman Superman just flows off better.
Yes.
And plus, Batman's better.
Yes, clearly.
That's when he threw his ass. I'm like, yes!
I
laughed. Put his
camera shot on it. I was like, the fuck?
You know, because I was telling Cody, I was like, man, I did not know if I saw World's Finest or not, because I always knew this movie to be known as the Batman Superman movie. Even looking at the poster right now, I'm like, where's World's Finest at in this thing and shit? So when I finally saw it again, I was like, okay, I did see this movie. So this is World's Finest. All right. I was like, shit.
Yeah. But
that scene that I just described with Batman through Superman, man, that was probably the most described Batman scene I think I've ever talked about in my whole life. I'm being serious, people. Like, even before Dark Knight and Batman Begins, or even when those came out, that scene right there was the most described scene of a Batman moment I've ever talked about, because I described that scene. Used to tell my friends and stuff like that. Batman come blasting through the window like, and then next you know, Superman tells him, and Batman just throws his ass across the room, whatever. And then
perfect.
Superman punches him, and then he pulls out Kryptonite and said, "Get down, bitch!" And then Batman vanishes. He's ghost. And Superman don't do shit. That's how I described it. And then rewatching it, I was like, wow, nothing like that happened at all. I was like, wow, Superman did get a lick in there. I didn't even remember that. I don't remember. Ow, you little bitch ass shoulder tackle. Yeah. Fuck you, Superman. Seriously. How disrespectful that looking under his hood. Come on now.
Some sons of bitch.
Yeah, how you gonna look under his hood, Larry?
Yeah, that's cool. Batman got it back though with that tracer on his cape.
Yeah, I know. I love that little smile he did too. Oh, yeah. Whatever, like. See, live action Batman should never smile because it just doesn't look right. It look creepy as fuck. As we've seen multiple times in Batman films.
Batman Forever. Jesus.
Hell yeah. And even shit. Even those Adam West ones as well, too.
Oh, God, yes.
It's like, please don't ever smile again in live action. But in the animated version, Batman can smile all the fucking time he wants, whatever, because it just looks better. It looks better that way. Oh, Cody, how about a plot synopsis of your film here?
Plot synopsis. Yeah, it's Batman, Superman movie. World's Finest. Based off the animated shows from late 90s by Paul Dini and Bruce Timm.
Yeah.
Those guys, those geniuses right there.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the movie starts off with the Joker. He's pretty much short on money, and he hits up this a pawn shop or something like that.
Yeah, that's what it was. What the fuck
was that? Yeah, whatever it was. He's holding some high quality product in there, particularly this Kryptonite dragon statue.
I know, right? Really
kind of cool.
Like some Japanese fucking warrior statue and shit.
Yeah, I was like, damn, someone actually made it. A statue carving out of Kryptonite. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Joker uses his little laughing gas. I always love when he uses that shit. That shit's hilarious to me.
Yeah, I always wanted to see
kind
that.
Kind of frightening too.
I always wanted to see that in the movie. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh,
always,
hell yeah.
Always wanted to see that in the movie, because that shit is frightening, especially in Dark Knight Returns when he used it on that whole newsroom or whatever shit. People just laughing and dying on the floor of the show. It's like, that scene would be fucking a screenshot saving moment if I ever did that.
Oh, hell yeah.
I see with the Jared Leto Joker, I think he would be the one to pull off the most out of all of
I can see that.
Jokers we've had seen so far.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, he's putting fucking rats in people's fucking cast rooms, so I mean, shit, why not?
Yeah. So later you find out the Joker, he struck a deal with Lex Luthor kills Superman, of course. Lex Luthor despises Superman for good reason, of course. So this brings Batman over to Metropolis to investigate what exactly is going on between Joker appearing in Metropolis. And he's also striking up a deal with Lex Luthor, right? And we later find out that deal kind of goes south because Lex Luthor wants to use these little battle robots or whatever. It's supposed to be like scouting robots. Oh, or
Cody,
something like that.
There's a comparison here too. You brought it up earlier. Batman v Superman, right? You remember how their towns are just a bay across from each other?
Yeah, these are like states apart.
Yeah, thank you. Batman had to take a plane to get this.
Yeah,
had to
take a plane.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so what that tell you?
It is so much better. It makes so much more sense. Adds to it.
Yes,
in my opinion. I don't like the whole across the bay shit they pull off the movie.
You know why it makes more sense? It's because it makes you see that, okay, there's a reason why these characters never come across each other. Because they live in fucking different states. They're not, like, right down the street from each other. It makes no sense why Batman and Superman have never met each other if they lived across the fucking bay.
Thank you.
Shit. Jesus Christ.
That's some obvious shit.
God damn shit. It's just like, oh, the Joker's never been to Metropolis. Oh, really? It's right down the street.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he go there? Ain't that where the rich people live? Jesus Christ.
So Batman comes over to Metropolis. He hooks up with Superman. But initially, of course, they don't trust each other entirely. Because there's also a little subplot here, which I wasn't too fond of, where they're kind of fighting for the attention of Lois Lane. Ah, cute. Whatever.
I made it seem like Batman was hitting on her just to piss off Clark in a way. But then the movie went on longer. And then he kept, like, saying, you know, shit that I was just like, oh, he's serious about this.
Yeah, he's talking about Lois Lane moving to Gotham and shit, getting a new job. I'm like, okay.
I was like, all right. I just wasn't, all right, Bruce. You where's Alfred at? Tony's ass in real quick. Tony, where the fuck is Alfred at right now? Where's Talia ass? Somebody, come stop this shit, please. I don't want to see this.
So basically, the movie is, at its core, is essentially a Batman-Superman team-up film. In order to stop the evil doings of the Joker and Lex Luthor. So that is pretty much the gist of the plot.
Yeah, pretty much the two well-known heroes stop their two most well-known villains.
Yeah, simple as that.
Yeah, simple as that. I gotta say, rewatching this, I wasn't as ecstatic as I thought I would be, but I was like, it's nice to have some good quality watching in one of these DC animated films after a while of shit.
I was ecstatic, P1. I'm going to tell you exactly why. It was cool to see pretty much, it wasn't perfect, but almost pitch-perfect characterizations put on screen.
You know what was cool for me watching was seeing that Batman, that animation style again or whatever. I love that. I love that anime style of Batman.
That's great.
The only one anime style I don't like is that fucking Joker.
Yeah, joke. Yeah, I don't know why, because that was like later on when they like switched up the animations a little bit, they, like get Batman new costume and all that.
This was around like 1997 when the animation switched around and shit. And I don't know if you noticed, there was one scene though. I can't remember what scene. It was a little bit earlier in the film. I want to say it was maybe when Joker broke up the mob bosses, which by the way, it looked like it was a shot out of The Dark Knight too. When he interrupted the pencil scene and shit. There was a scene where he laughed and the camera zoomed in on him. It looked like the old animated style of the Joker and shit because of the makeup and stuff was there. I wish I would have got a screenshot of it and stuff because it looked like I saw the lips line out and stuff like that. I was like, it doesn't look like that. I don't know how to describe this new one.
I'm trying to remember that particular shot,
I'm trying to remember it too. I know it was early. Maybe I'll get a screenshot of it later today or whatever, send it to you. But it looked almost, because I ain't gonna lie, man, I bought a lot of food last night. I picked out watching this shit, whatever and stuff. I had me a fucking bacon turkey burger or whatever and shit. I had some carne asada tacos or whatever. I had some fries. I had some fucking grilled shrimp or whatever shit. I had a glass where I put this on the screen and shit. So I'm sitting there just picking out watching it. And I swear I looked over and I saw that laugh because they kind of slowed down and zoomed in on it. And it looked almost somewhat like an original style shot of the Joker or whatever shit. I was like, huh.
Interesting.
I should have got a shot of that, and I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. Oh, yeah. I was trying to get those goddamn grease stains off my
head. It wakes up.
No, I went to some burger place, MVP.
Oh, okay.
Over here in Long Beach or whatever. So I went there, got just fucking, I said, yeah, give me everything you got left right now. Y'all close in 5 minutes. So I got a movie to watch. And I need to get fattened up real quick. No, this movie, man. Seeing that Batman, Superman chemistry, man, you know, what Batman, Superman team movie is this now for this year that we didn't see? What is it, like third? Second, maybe?
Third, is it? I don't know.
I can't remember. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's the third one. We saw the Justice League movie.
Okay, yeah.
A few weeks ago, so.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. What was it called?
Crisis on Infinite Earths,
whatever, yeah. Yeah, and I think we found out that each one of these are a lot better than that goddamn live action one.
Yes, they are. Particularly this one, which is like, I think it's a pretty good template for what you, an ideal Batman for Superman movie would be like, or Batman Superman movie, but you know.
It felt like an origin too, by the way. Even though like this was like knee deep into the animated series of Superman, mm-hmm. and shit. What was this, like the second season or something like that?
I don't probably, I think so, maybe, yeah.
I think this was a three parter episode, people, this was like episode either 8 through 11 or something like that, mm-hmm. or 7 through 10, I can't remember, but it was middle of that season that it aired and stuff like that, and yet it felt like when watching it, now granted, I don't know if they changed things from the movie to the animated series part or whatever, I haven't seen that episode in a while now. It felt like, you know, that was the first time Lex Luthor has gotten exposed to Superman, their relationship that they have together, you know, Lex Luthor hating Superman, pretty much. I mean, that first opening scene of Lex Luthor seeing Superman save those people and shit, I was like, that sums Lex up right there, that one little goddamn scene. He's jealous of Superman. You don't like him being the savior of fucking Metropolis or anything like that.
Yeah, he's one up in him in Metropolis. That's his whole thing.
Yeah, he doesn't like that shit. Because Lex Luthor believes in that, you know, man is greater than pretty much God, if you will, and something like that. You know, he wants to be God or whatever. And he wants to do it without even having the powers. That's what makes Lex so great, though.
Yes.
That's what makes his dynamic towards Superman so great as well. Man, I would love to see, though. The more I was watching Lex, though, I was like, I would love to see him and Batman more interact.
Yeah.
So I was like, I would love to see who wins that chess game right there. Because I was like, Lex, when he gets grabbed and shit like that, like Lex don't show any kind of emotion. He just looks at him, he's like, you ain't going to do shit. I mean,
you ain't.
I ain't going to tell you how many times he got grabbed in this movie by like Superman or Joker or something. He just kind of like brushed it off like, yeah, whatever, man. You ain't going to touch me or whatever. I would love to see Batman dangling him over a rooftop and how he would react to it. Sure, you probably wouldn't give a fuck neither, whatever. Batman.
No, he would.
Yeah, probably. Batman would be like, I'll take you to the fucking cave and beat your ass. Now I'll have to brand you like the new Batman. That's the only way to break it into you. Now, I would believe that part now if that Batman has, like, you know what, I can't break him, so fuck it. I'm just going to brand his ass. That makes more sense now. Better Lex tell all them goddamn stories now, whatever shit. What was your favorite aspect of the film, though, Cody?
Like I said, man, the dynamic, pretty much the dynamic between Batman and Superman, and how much I think, for the most part, they nailed these characters. So, it was enjoyable to see that, you know, because being a lifelong DC fan that I am, seeing good adaptations of my some of my favorite characters. I mean, Superman's not one of my favorite characters, but I don't mind him too much. But yeah, you know, seeing them together and going up against these classic villains, and it's just like a simplified story. It's good. It doesn't do anything too crazy. I liked it. Liked that a lot.
Well, you know what was, you know, you bring up, you know, even though Superman's not your favorite character, I think this version of Superman is my favorite character.
Yeah, this is my favorite version, at least. Yeah,
this animated series one, because believe it or not, people, I watched the Superman animated series.
Yeah.
I thought, because I remember it used to come on right after Batman, or right before Batman, so yeah, I used to watch this Superman show, and I personally, after all the Superman books I've read, the movies I've seen, I think this is still probably the best Superman adaptation I think I've ever seen personally.
Yeah, so, I would agree with that.
I mean, you know, even Lois, you know, as much as she's in that damn show, like, she is just, I think she almost gets more screen time than fucking Superman does, whatever. Mm-hmm. She is not overbearing or annoying.
No, she's actually fun to watch.
Yeah, Jimmy Olsen. Yeah, she's adventurous, you know? She's fun to follow around and shit like that.
Yeah.
I love how she's just sick of being Superman's side bitch, basically. In this movie, she's like, I'm sick of hearing about goddamn shit. Even she makes jokes at Bruce when I'm talking about,
yeah.
Man, you want me to set you up with him? You're supposed to be looking at all this, and you talking about that motherfucker. You know Bruce fucked that, by the way, too. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that motherfucker. I look, Clark walks over, and he's all happy. He's like, I got a story to tell. He looks Bruce over there just like, hey, what's up, Clark? Hey, what's up, bro? Hey, damn, Bruce, why are you sweaty? Oh, man, calisthenics, bro. Calisthenics, that's what he's like, that Lois, she's, I like how he found out her area where she lived that same night he took her to dinner.
Yeah.
That motherfucker sent her flowers in the middle of the night. How the fuck does he get flowers in the middle of the night? That's how powerful Bruce Wayne is, people.
Batman.
Yeah. You think he showed up as Batman or Bruce Wayne, Cody? Like, nowadays, see, this is back in 97. 2016, you do some shit like that. Uh-oh, stalker alert. Yeah,
stalker. Yeah, you remember, what was that? Batman just appeared in Kick's apartment.
Oh, it was, Forever, was it? It was Forever, what?
No, that was the animated one.
Oh, the animated one? Oh, shit, we just did it this year.
Apocalypse.
Yes. Apocalypse, yeah. Apocalypse, he just comes out the fucking back door and shit.
Yeah.
Damn, Batman has a habit of doing it, now I'm thinking about that. Yeah. Hey, maybe that motherfucker is trying to rape you. I just see if you go for it, that's all, you know. Lois, she sucked away. She's like, oh, God. Oh, Bruce Wayne. I like how she was talking shit about me. He's like, oh, he's handsome. Bitch, you never seen a photo of this dude before?
Yeah.
I'm sure you've seen a photo of him. Come on.
Oh, yeah, it's Bruce Wayne. What the fuck? Yeah,
come on now. And by the way, he does look good. I ain't gonna lie. Shit, I was like, God damn. It always did baffle me when they changed the animation, though, how him and Tim Drake looked alike.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit. I was like, they get lazy with the animation. It just said, oh, fuck it.
Yeah, that's why he was born in Batgirl at one point.
Yeah. I think they created Tim Drake.
Oh, shit.
I remember when I found out he's boning Batgirl. I was like, how old are you, Bruce, by the way? She's got to be like 24, 5, whatever. Shit. This motherfucker's got to be pushing at least 40-something or whatever. I was like, hey, you got to get it, though. You got to get it. And then he stole her from his partner. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, wow. That's some Cody P1 shit right there. I said, wow.
Even, what the fuck?
Even superhero do dick moves or shit. Did he ever apologize to Dick for that? Or he just said, fuck you?
Nah, I don't remember.
I don't think he ever did.
I don't think he will. He's Batman.
You know what I think he did? That gif you always pop up, whatever, where he gives a thumbs up and smile, whatever. I think he stuck in Dick's window and just did that. Just walked and flew away. There you go, Dick. There you go. You get a thumbs up for approval.
That's funny.
Oh, the Joker, though. I gotta say, as much as I don't really care for that animation style, he's still Mark Hamill.
He's still Mark Hamill. He's still the Joker.
He's still great, man. He's still amazing. Like, you're right, man. This Joker, what I love most about this Joker is that his antics are so awesome because, you know, Batman says always expect the unexpected in here. He says about like two or three times. Mm-hmm. Superman takes them as a joke.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, don't stop him as a joke. But I love that line where Lex say, how can you kill Superman? You can't even kill a freaking Halloween costume, whatever. And he's like, Batman ain't no mere mortal. He's like, you don't have no idea who Batman is. I love that look of fear and disdain in Joker's eyes, whatever he said that, whatever. Because it made it put Batman higher over a pedestal than Superman was.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Joker would rather fuck with Superman than fuck with the Bat again. Wow. That's some shit right there. That's some shit right there. I love that shit. That's probably why Superman always got these bullshit-ass villains most of the time. Toy Man. What the fuck?
Good old Toy Man.
Toy Man. I can't bring some toys. I said, shut the fuck up. You know, Superman can just punch right through you. Like, seriously. Seriously. I got Superman shoulder tackling people up in this bitch and shit. I'm like, you know, you could have broke a hip on that. You know.
Hope he's pulling his fucking punches. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. Shit. At least he ain't pulling a Justice League War shit, though.
Oh, God. I don't even want to think about that.
he knows it's Bruce Wayne, but he's still going at full force at him. It's like, yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
All right, Supes.
Yeah, but Joker was amazing in here. You got Tim Daly, Clark Kent, Superman. Shit, mm-hmm. me. That is Superman. I mean,
yeah.
I think he's just fucking awesome. It's, if Kevin Conroy's Batman, then Tim Daly is fucking Clark Kent, if you ask me.
I've said.
Mark Hamill, man. We talked about this guy earlier this year and just the amazing amount of work he's done for DC, Marvel, or the animated side, and the voice work he's done,
still
man.
Still doing it.
Man, this guy is just incredible, Cody.
Still doing it.
Everybody like to bring him up for Star Wars. I'm like, man, that, to me, that's like, I'm not gonna lie, you know, that's probably his weakest shit, to be honest. I'm like,
yeah, Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, because I'm looking at his work, man, and I'm like, this dude has done shit I didn't even know he was in, though. I'm like, this guy's an incredible fucking voice talent.
Oh, yes, he does, man. He's one of the best, actually.
Oh, hell yeah, man. When that day he dies, you know people are gonna bring up, obviously, the Star Wars stuff, whatever, mm-hmm. shit like that, but. Nah, me, man, you gotta bring up that Joker or whatever.
Joker.
I mean, DC. Legendary. DC really solidified their brand at an early stage in their career and shit like that. Damn, he's on the Boondocks?
Wait, Mark Hamill's on the Boondocks?
What
really?
The fuck?
Really?
He was on the Mr. Medicinal episode. He played Grant on season 2.
Oh, shit, I remember that.
God damn it. He was what episode was that? Mr. Medicinal. Then again, I don't really know the episodes by names or whatever and shit. Damn, he was on the fucking Boondocks too. Was he the only white guy on there?
Shit.
Man, I'm telling you, everything you can think of animated, he's done it.
Yeah, wow.
He even did the voice for Dante's Inferno. Okay, damn. All right, damn. So yeah, this man is—he's the fucking best. His voice is solidified. I mean, you watch some Star Wars movies. Would you ever thought that's the Joker?
Hell no.
Hell, you don't get that out of it. I'm like, oh, whatever. Oh, he's in Ultimate Avengers 2 as well too. Okay. Justice League, Dark Danger, Danger Rangers. What the fuck?
Around the world.
Man, damn, dude. Yeah, he did Call of Duty, video games, Batman, New Times. I don't even know what the fuck that is. Okay. Stuart Little. He was on Stripperella. He was on Family Guy. X2 Wolverine's Revenge video game. What? He played Wolverine.
What the fuck?
He did the voice of Wolverine, Cody.
Oh, he voiced Wolverine that game?
Yeah.
I was him? Oh, I remember that game, too. Wow.
Yeah, because I remember you brought that game up a couple of times on here. Yeah. And shit. He did Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Oh, no shit. He was Wolverine?
I'm telling you, dude. This dude is the man.
What the fuck?
He was on Dexter's Laboratory. Static Shock as well. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Scooby-Doo. Batman Vengeance. I don't know. That's a video game, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't remember that.
That was based off the animated series, pretty much.
Oh, what console was that on?
That was on PS2.
PS2? Oh, I don't remember that at all. Okay.
Yep.
Obviously, Batman Beyond. He did some Mad TV skits as well. Powerpuff Girls. He's pretty much done everything Batman you could think of. Men in Black, the TV series, animated show, he did that. Cow and Chicken. Oh, shit.
Cow and Chicken.
He was the Hobgoblin. I remember Cow and Chicken, too. He was the Hobgoblin in the Spider-Man animated show?
Oh, shit.
I didn't even recognize that voice. He did three voices in fucking Spider-Man. He did the Jason Phillips character as well. The Incredible Hulk TV series. Pinky and the Brain. Third Rock from the Sun. The Real Adventures of Johnny Quest. Laserhawk Superman TV series. Blues Brother animated series. Bruno the Kid, I remember that. Spooktacular. Hey Arnold. The Tick. What else? The Phantom TV series. Fantastic Four TV series. Who the fuck did he play? He played Maximus and the Sentry in Fantastic Four. He did Garfield. He did SWAT Cats. We talked about that.
SWAT Cats?
He did SWAT Cats. He's the main one. SWAT Cats. Oh my god, dude. Adventures of Batman and Robin, yeah, we got that. Bonkers, I remember that slightly. The Little Mermaid, he did Zeus and Little Mermaid. Oh my god. The Legend of Prince Valiant, Sleepwalker, he did the Flash TV show. Earth Angel, I remember that shitty ass show. Castle in the Sky, Star Wars, Return of the Jedi, clearly. Man, this list just keeps going on and on. I mean, he did even Fred Flintstone, the fucking Flintstone show, Cody. Jesus Christ, dude. This man is probably the greatest voice worker of all time.
Wow.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Pay this man his respect. Damn. And he's still doing, he's doing that Ultimate Spider-Man show. He's playing Arnim Zola, Nightmare, and Ox. God damn, dude. Damn. God damn. He's doing the Lego Marvel Avengers video game. He's doing the Flash TV series now, Cody?
Yeah, he's on there.
Okay.
A couple times.
He's on there as well, too. He did the video game Batgirl, A Matter of Family. He obviously played Joker. He's in Transformers Rescue Bots. He plays a main character in that. Where the fuck does he get the time for this shit?
I don't know, man. That dude, he must not sleep.
Ah, damn. When was this motherfucker born? 1951 in Oakland, California. Represent, Oakland. California. Okay. That's right. God damn. 1951, how old is his brother? Shit.
Old.
Yeah, he's old as fuck. Yeah, he's old.
Old.
Hey, DC, get as much Joker shit out of him right now while you can. His time ain't that far. I mean, this man is the greatest of all time. About a shadow of a doubt. I'm sorry. He is the greatest of all time. Shit, I say put him in some makeup and let him do the fucking Joker live action.
Why not?
Fuck it, shit. He's done it this long. He is the Joker, if you ask me.
Pretty much, yeah.
Clancy Brown is Lex Luthor.
Oh, God, I love it.
That's the best Lex Luthor voice ever, man. Clancy Brown.
I love his Lex Luthor, man.
Yeah, his Lex Luthor is badass. That's why. He's fucking, well, what you love about this Lex Luthor, like I said, he never once seems to sweat anything. He's in the midst of gods, beings, and superheroes and villains that no mere mortal should be in the hands of.
Yeah, I love his nonchalance, man. Clancy Brown's voice pulls that shit off so well.
Oh, yeah. I think his voice probably out of all the DC, minus the Joker and, you know, Batman, so I think his voice, personally, was the best thing going for these animated shows.
Oh, yes.
His voice was just iconic as fuck hearing it and stuff like that. Because it made it sound like it had some bass in it.
Yes.
Like, you could believe that voice and this character he is could stand up to, like, someone like Superman or Batman.
Yes.
Not that voice! Wow, I love when two characters come together or whatever. Clark Kent, Miss Bruce,
right? Noises and shit.
It's like, okay. Yeah, it's like, Yeah, I watch Honest Trailer. They make all those clips of his voice cuts. Like, oh, God. I said, I didn't even notice that, but if you put that together, that shit is annoying as fuck. He sounds like fucking Dave Chappelle's Prince. Helping the fucking basketball. Shit. I was like, am I supposed to be intimidated by him or fucking annoyed, to be honest? Because that's what I am. I'm fucking annoyed by him right now. This is the Lex. Why is this character so hard to fucking get? I don't get this.
I don't understand.
This is like Fantastic Four for DC, then, huh? Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
God damn.
Oh, God, it really is. Oh, God.
How many versions of Lex Luthor have we seen, Cody, now?
No. Oh, shit.
Don't forget Smallville.
Smallville. Well, apparently he wasn't too bad, from what I heard. I didn't really watch Smallville, but...
Yeah, same here. But, yeah, a lot of things people said wasn't that bad on that show.
So, yeah, we got three, because I count facing Gene Hackman the same fucking thing. So.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So about three or whatever, and they still ain't got that motherfucker right. As a matter of fact, Cody, this character's been created... in movies since the 70s.
Yes.
And they still ain't got this motherfucker right.
Never on the big screen, at least.
And they've had distances of years between the next film and shit like that. You know, with Fantastic Four, it's like back to back early 2000s or something like that. But this shit's been going on for 30 years.
Since the 70s.
It's almost fucking 30 years, Cody. And this shit ain't still right.
Yeah.
Oh my God. He's a regular character. Why is he so hard to get? Why?
Don't understand it.
You get an actor in there who's believable, who's base. Get him. He ain't gotta be like muscular and built or whatever shit. But he damn sure shouldn't look like Jesse Eisenberg.
Yes.
He should be like in Ben Affleck's size matter or whatever and shit like that. That's a big motherfucker, by the way. I was looking at photos and I was like, God damn, dude, you getting taller or what?
Yeah, he's huge. Yeah. He's like 6'4".
That motherfucker, yeah, that sad face. I wouldn't make fun of that Ben Affleck with that. He might beat your ass, actually. Might whoop the shit out of
him. Like 2 inches, too. 5 inches, something like that. Motherfucker's probably massive on set.
God damn, shit. I think he's bigger than fucking Superman.
He is.
Yeah, because see, actually, Superman, gritty in shape he is, but that motherfucker like an underwear model compared to him. motherfucker look like a goddamn bodybuilder and shit like that. Well, yeah. Pulling that damn tire around, it makes sense, right? Yeah. Train that tire.
Fucking tire.
Hey, he's going up against a guy because he's got train shit.
That was like a sequence.
I know you like that shit. Come on now.
So stupid.
I know you like that shit now. What do you think about the animation, man? I know you love it.
It's good as always, man.
I know you love this anime. This is best
animation. It's good as always.
This is best animation ever right here.
Classic Bruce Timm.
Yeah, the classic Bruce Timm, always the best. When they going to bring this back?
Never.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's my question. Never that, all right. What do you think about Batman shipping all of his shit to Metropolis the way he did? I was like, God damn, dude. What? You saw that plane just broke apart and shot out the bat. I was like, holy fuck, dude. That nigga, you ain't broke yet? And by the way, how the fuck did Harley Quinn have enough time to put that smiley face on that big-ass fucking alien boomerang?
Hey, it runs to the family's Batman adaptations. Remember Dark Knight Rises?
Oh, yeah.
That's simple. Bridge.
I do remember that, yeah. You're right about that. Okay. You're right about that. All right. Okay.
Friends of the family.
Okay, you're right. All right. Continuity. All right, got you.
Continuity.
DC continuity. That continuity is thick.
Okay.
Hey, Marvel X-Men, you can learn from this. Yes. You can learn from this. This is how you do it.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. What else did you think about the movie, though, Cody? You got any negatives?
I remember, like I said, the whole... romantic triangle, I guess, dynamic.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't think it's like huge negative, but I think I could have done without it, or I could have been brought on less attention. Yeah. It's not like I take away a whole lot from the movie. The movie's short anyway, but you know, I don't know. That's probably like the only real negative thing I could think about it.
You think?
Honestly,
you think because the movie is so short that Lois should have just been taken out of that equation just so you could focus more on Batman and Superman?
Yeah.
Since it is the first time.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That romance shit. I don't give a fuck about that. But,
nobody wants to fucking see Lois and Batman. If this is the first time, we want to see more of Batman and Superman. This is the first time. Back in the day, this was the first time it happened. And not only that, we didn't know if it was ever going to happen again. You know?
Right.
So it was like, we don't give a fuck about Lois right now. Get her the fuck out the way, okay? Shit. We want to see Batman and Superman team up more or fight each other. Whatever the fuck they going to do, you know?
Right.
Lowest in the equation. I'm like, all right, who cares? Or I think that a little bit more towards the middle part of it, they kind of did do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Lois obviously got brought in for Joker's plan and shit like that. So, she, you know, she was kind of... Batman didn't give a fuck about her safety in this movie, by the way, neither.
He didn't give a fuck about a lot of things. You remember that sequence in the club? Wait, that chick was in the cave,
about to
just kick that.
When I saw that shit, I was gonna tell you about that shit. That motherfucker. People, I guess it's like a burlesque house or whatever.
Yeah, like something like that.
And Batman breaks through the window. Doesn't give a fuck about who's in there and shit like that, whatever. He breaks through the glass. And this is the first time he met Superman too. And he breaks through the glass and these dudes are coming at him. And he throws this cage with this chick, and he kicks the shit out of it with this chick, and she's screaming and shit. And I was like, did that shit just break off the ceiling?
That shit was funny, man.
But you know, another thing too is, you know, everybody always talk about the stormtroopers in Star Wars. These motherfuckers and Batman villains, they can't hit Batman for a damn thing. You remember when he was on that stairway?
That shit was slimming. They started making Bruce Wayne dance.
Yeah, man, this dude was doing dance revolution dance.
Yeah, because they ended up trying to kill him anyway. I was like, why didn't you just shoot him?
This motherfucker, people, everybody knows Batman's cape is covered. I love that shit, too. They gotta do that in the movies one of these fucking days. I don't know why that's never been fucking done yet. The cape has to cover the body.
Yes.
It has to. It just looks cool. I'm sorry. It just looks good. But when he's walking around, you know how he walks when his arms are in the cape and you don't see nothing but the cape and the eyes.
Yes,
and shit. And why does the fuck is that not in the movie? I don't know why. But he just slides to the left. Slides to the right. Slides to the left. And they're shooting. And they're like literally people 2 steps away from him. I'm just like, that motherfucker's doing the ghetto hokey pokey right
dude
now.
Dude was running down the stairs. Straight line.
That shit was... This shit was even Joker. Remember when he was in the blimp? He tried to shoot at Bruce Wayne. I was like, Bruce ain't even moving. You couldn't hit that. He's a non-moving target. You couldn't even hit that. I was like, seriously. Like, nobody has brought the connection that, oh, Batman and Bruce Wayne the same
team. Right.
Clark, you do some great. Like, he used his x-ray to get that. I was like, wow, great journalism skills there, bro. Really great there. Batman's built this reputation. They kept saying, I'd love to see what that reputation was. Mm-hmm. I would love to know what y'all heard.
Yes.
I like how that was the deal breaker with Lois, though. It's like, word.
Yeah.
I don't know what other secrets you keep. Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck. Hey, Batman girl.
Okay,
the fuck?
Well, first of all, what could be deeper than fucking being Batman? Okay.
Yes.
Well, she made it seem like oh, I don't know what else could be wrong, bitch. You been kissing up on fucking this alien Superman over here?
Yeah.
Like, this motherfucker probably radiated like a motherfucker and shit like that. Whatever, all the goddamn kryptonite shit and stuff he's been dealing with. And you got all nerds say, oh, Batman, Bruce Wayne, whatever. You wasn't saying that when the flowers got dropped off your house, bitch? Like, that was a deal breaker for you. Shut the fuck up. Shit. I don't know. I just did that whole, yeah, like you said, that Lois Lane shot.
Yeah.
You just cut that shit off. Even when it went away, it came back at the end with that scene, whatever, when she said, I don't know what else you're high. I was just like,
gives a fuck.
And I was just like, because I thought that, you know, Bruce Wayne was just, well, he's just bringing her along just like the fuck with Clark or whatever and shit like that. But then he said that line, so I can't convince you to come to God. I was like, oh,
yeah.
I was like, well, just threw my fucking theory out the window. Whatever shit. Man, thank you, Bruce. Whatever shit. Wow, you really was pussy whipped for this girl, huh? Mm. Man, damn shit. What the fuck did she do? You must gave her chlamydia or something like that. Right? you must gave her something or whatever shit. Got her a case of the bats and shit.
Yes.
They were a case of the bats, the willies, if that's what yes. they call it and shit, you know?
Shit.
I'm trying to think of what I think that scene where he just threw fucking Superman all across, that's probably my favorite scene in the whole movie and shit, because...
I love that.
Because even though Batman doesn't give a fuck in this movie, it plays... You can see that it plays more to his character, the way they handle it in here, compared to, I don't know, let's just say Donald Justice?
That's a whole other level. Yeah.
Am I stretching, Cody? Am I jumping?
Yeah, no. That's more than just not giving a fuck. That's just stupidity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though some people say that's the greatest Batman ever, Cody.
That was the greatest Batman. You see Ben Affleck when he did in that movie? It was great.
Yeah, well.
Okay, all right. Well,
I don't know about that now, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I know about that. It's quite stupid.
It's asinine. So he's running people over his fucking car.
And yeah, people are okay with that? Okay, all right. Yeah. That's great.
Cody, remember, he's tired, though.
He's tired, that's right.
He looked pretty fucking tired in this film, too, by the way. I don't know if people knew this or not, Cody, but Batman's always fucking tired.
He's always tired. He kicked that chick in the cage. Does that dude? He didn't have to do that.
Matter of fact, Cody, didn't he say that in Under the Red Hood? Yeah. That shit's too easy to murder someone.
Yeah.
I mean, they had a long ass speech about this shit, okay?
It's about bringing justice.
Yeah, that's the whole point about it. That's why he doesn't like using guns and shit like that. It's a reason.
Man, he made a point in this movie when Lex Luthor was talking about those battle robots.
Yep.
Bruce Wayne was like, oh, use guns.
That's not, man, y'all just like that old shit. That's the character. I'm sorry. You just can't take. That's like taking Magneto's magnetic power away from him.
That was like, make a Spider-Man kill. Would you like that, P1?
Hell fucking no, I wouldn't want
that. Oh, God, that looked terrible. Just
no.
Think about that. Because
that, you know, Spider-Man and Batman are somewhat similar in ways, and yet they're not, whatever, in certain ways, but their deaths make those characters, really.
Yes.
The deaths hold huge weights on those characters and shit. You know, the way Batman handles it and the way Spider-Man handles it, I mean, it defines who they are, you know? It makes them who they are. I mean, you know... the Uncle Ben getting shot. That makes Spider-Man. I'm sorry, yes. But it just makes Spider-Man. That's just who it is. The whole death of not some fucking kid in a dangling goddamn car. That does not make Spider-Man.
I forgot about that.
I should use my powers to help you. Fuck you. That was probably the biggest nerd outrage I had in the movie.
I totally forgot about that. Damn, how did I forget that?
Oh my God.
Now I wish I was sitting next to you in the theater.
Oh, you should have seen the look on my face. I love when Lena asked me that question when she said, how did you feel in that head? My eyes got big. I was like,
God.
If I ever had a fanboy moment of something, that was definitely the moment right there. I was just like,
shit.
God, I think I had that was worse than my X-Men looks and shit like that.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, God. Oh, some random ass kid that you just said. Then he fucked the next line. It's like, I realize I should use these powers for good. Oh, God. You went 20 fucking minutes before this looking for revenge and shit. Wasn't the death of your uncle, the man who raised you, that made you give a fuck.
Right.
But some random ass kid? Oh, fuck you, Spider-Man.
I should use these powers for good.
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
I couldn't focus no more in the movie. I was still lost. I was like, oh.
Yeah, because they turned the whole Ultimate thing into a detective story.
Oh, God. I was mad. So, yes, this ain't that about that old shit. This makes the characters. They gotta be that. They gotta do this.
Yeah.
I know, because I know people, you know, like you said earlier before we started, the DC fanboys, they come out and defend, oh, but I like seeing this edgier style Batman, whatever. It's like, no, it's not edgier. It's just asinine.
Oh, it's a deconstruction of these characters, man. You just want the same thing all the time? Yeah.
Yeah. First of all,
yeah.
And the funny thing about that, it may be the same aspect of the character, but it's a different fucking adaptation of it.
Yes.
Mean, so. We've seen, and by the way, that's a proven fact at this point, because how many fucking Batman movies have there been now?
Oh, God.
And not one of them feels the same.
None.
None of them feel the same.
None of them.
Yeah, exactly. You can literally pinpoint, like you said, even some got the same fucking producers, directors, and shit. Not none of them look alike.
Yeah.
So don't sit up here and say, oh, it's going to be the same thing. No, it's not. It's always going to fucking look different. I think Warner Brothers, personally, I remember hearing back in the day, they have, like, some kind of, they gotta make Batman and shit look different and stuff like that, whatever,
mm-hmm.
after, like, a certain amount of years. Because I can't remember how the rights work on Batman with Warner Brothers and shit, how they have to switch things up every now and then because it can't follow the previous format or some shit like that. I can't remember. It was something like that, but very interesting story about that shit. Character traits do not mean the same thing over and over again. Now, granted, if you're Wolverine and X-Men, probably. Yeah, but other than that, you know.
Right.
but when you've been making the same goddamn thing but since 2000, year 2000.
Yeah, that's a whole other story.
then I digress.
Yeah.
Batman, that's an essential part of his character. I'm sorry. He can't just be fucking murdering people. We can't jump from I've been retired to just coming back and murdering people. And the best example you give me is he's just fucking tired.
He's just tired.
Oh, okay. I need a reasoning or that. You could tell by watching that movie too, by the way, Cody, that motherfucker Snyder, he really wanted to make a Batman movie more than he did a Superman movie.
Oh, yeah, easily.
I was like, you need to keep
easily.
This.
Easily, you know he didn't give a fuck about Superman that movie.
Oh, my God.
That shit was blatant as fuck. And if you tried to defend that goddamn Superman, I don't know why, I don't know how.
Thank you, yes.
That was the most boring fucking character of all time.
Like, he's probably the worst Superman, probably. I think he is. I gotta go back on that Brandon Routh one or whatever, but
yeah.
I haven't seen that one in a while. But
Brandon Routh got much more right than this fucking Clark Kent here in Superman. Yeah, so
yeah, because Clark Kent, all he does is look like he's cosplaying most of the movie.
Brandon Routh actually had Clark Kent some fucking personality.
Yes,
yeah, Clark Kent Superman, same goddamn dude.
I love it because even in Honest Trailers, they just show him moping around as Clark Kent, and he mopes around as fucking Superman. It's just like...
It's like that sequence where he's like flying up after saving Lois Lane from
mm-hmm.
Lex Luthor.
Oh my God.
He delivers one of the most un-Superman lines of all time.
Yes, I know.
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he is the worst Superman of all time. I'll back that up now. But you know, the difference between this movie and that movie is look how the personalities differ when they're Clark Kent and Bruce Wayne.
Yes.
Compared to Batman and Superman. The Bruce Wayne in this movie, that's Bruce Wayne. Like, in Dawn of Justice, I think that was probably why I didn't really think much of Batman. I don't think he was terrible, but I don't think he was great, as everyone was saying. It's just, I didn't really find the difference between him and Bruce Wayne, to be honest. I was just like,
it was a huge difference.
I'm like, I'm just watching the same goddamn character, to be honest, whatever shit. You know, I think, personally, I'm still waiting for that. When we gonna get this Bruce Wayne that is different from the fucking Batman shit?
Yeah.
Because Bruce Wayne is like this in the movie.
Yeah.
I like how Superman's questioning his line of work too, whatever and shit, as Bruce Wayne. Oh, maybe if you keep an eye, shut the fuck up, Superman.
Soups.
You the Man of Steel, why don't you get your ass fly quicker than
shit? Yeah.
Shit, you missed the I can be anywhere the fuck I wanna be. Why don't you put this bitch in protective custody then, shit?
Yeah.
I don't know, it seemed to be a trend of this movie, shit. That bitch was always in danger, shit.
Yeah.
What the hell does that tell you, shit?
They made that point very fucking clear.
They brought that up a couple of times.
Yeah.
I like it. It opens up, actually, whatever, the gun shooting.
Yeah.
Stuff. How the fuck did they get on that plane, by the way, too?
I don't know.
The president's plane. And it's like, what's your name, sweet thing? Lois. Lois Lane. What? Well, Lois? You the one that Superman always say? Yep. I love how that dude, like, strapped Lois in, though. Like, mm-hmm. he made, like, a big deal. He threw her in that chair and just strapped her down like that was going to hold her and shit. It's like... Like, these dudes got to be the worst fucking criminals I think I've ever seen. Like, that was the thing about these anime series with the Batman criminal, the regular criminals and Superman criminals. They were the dumbest motherfuckers.
Yeah, they were the dumb fucks. That's true.
They were the dumbest fucks ever. Like,
dumb fucks couldn't shoot shit.
I know, they couldn't shoot shit. We just now found that one out. Hey, ain't that the opening of Batman theme song, too?
Yeah.
They were shooting, they couldn't hit shit.
Yeah, they couldn't hit shit. I know he's Batman, but damn.
It's like three of y'all. Come on. Yeah. Y'all can't even hit the cape. Shit.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers billowing in the background. The goddamn, the wanted luminous, textile thing, whatever shit, took Batman's cape off before fucking.
Yeah, exactly.
I was thinking of wanted. I was just waiting for Morgan Freeman. Shoot that motherfucker right there, sir. I was waiting for James McAvoy to come blasting through the window and just fucking bulletproof every fucking body and shit. I like how Batman, when Lois Bell caught him, how he just switched from, like, even though he was unmasked, he was still playing the role of Batman, though.
Right.
Because you could hear the difference in the voices and shit like that or whatever. Like, when he was Bruce, he's all chipping and charming, but when he's when the mask got unveiled, he was just still like, shit, this is just my line of work, girl. You know, that's how this shit goes. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't believe you're Batman. Well, shit, what else did you think? I mean, you're a reporter. You should have figured this out by now. His grand two-day force, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then this big-ass ship comes out. Batman ends up... Batman didn't get fucked by saving Joker.
I love that line. Exchange between him and Harley Quinn. Putin! I mean, he's like, at this point, he probably is. Damn.
Hey, Cody, Batman Begins. Batman Begins. Batman Begins.
Yep.
Yeah. Batman Begins. Hey, Liam Neeson, whatever. He said, I don't have to save you. Was that not one of the best scenes out of that trilogy? Come on. That was one of the best scenes in the fucking trilogy. Where
a lot of people like to bring that as a defense. Like, oh, he killed in the previous trilogy.
No, the fuck he didn't. Shut the fuck up.
See what he did there? Like, nah, not really.
You know, because in this new one, it's kind of more blatant and in your face.
Yeah, it's more blatant and obvious as fucking on the surface. That one, that's just debatable.
Yeah, it's more of like, well, technically, it we can have a conversation about.
Yeah, he didn't. What's his name? Ra's al Ghul, he knew what the fuck he was doing. He stopped the goddamn brakes on the goddamn train.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was going down.
Ra's al Ghul
had nothing to do with that shit.
Ra's al Ghul said throughout this movie, League of Shadows are willing to die for this cause.
Yeah.
I mean, Talia, they said that in Dark Knight Rise. They're willing to die for this shit, whatever stuff like. Liam Neeson sold that shit. You gotta say that. He sold that when he told him, I don't have to save you, that look on his face, he was like, this motherfucker. It was like, he was like, damn, damn, he's serious this time. That nigga left me. Shit, I love that look, man.
He fucking flew out the goddamn train.
That shit was badass. And you're not standing ovation that goddamn thing for me. I was like, oh, hell yeah. Thank God. Shit. That shit was badass. Because you throughout that whole movie, you was waiting for that moment. You was just like, just kill that motherfucker already. Shit, please, just get rid of him. Shit. Because he letting you know. You keep him alive. Shit's gonna happen. And you know what I like about that too, though, is that whole theory. And you know, people don't like to give Batman Begins this fucking credit. I'm gonna go ahead and fucking do it now, though. That theory sets up all that talk of people saying, "Why don't Batman just put his villains down and shit like that?" Because they just keep getting out of Arkham and causing havoc and shit like that. That Batman Begins tested that knowledge throughout the whole film with Liam Neeson constantly telling him, "I'm just gonna keep doing this shit."
Yeah.
Until you learn how to not look the other way, not give a fuck or whatever shit. Until then, I'm gonna fucking burn Gotham or whatever. You know, Batman, that line was just perfect for the end of that movie, man. I ain't gotta save your ass.
Bitch.
Yeah, man. Bitch. And that scene was repeated here. Because I love it because Superman breaks in, he's just like, get Lex, I'll get Harley, whatever. So I was like, what about Joker? What about Joker, whatever? And I was like, they just left his ass, huh? Put it? At this point, I believe he is. It's like, damn. They didn't find his body, though, Cody.
That's true.
How the fuck does this motherfucker keep living through this shit?
Yeah, he's a Joker, man.
I mean, yeah, we're going to use that logic like we use with Batman now?
Yeah, got to. That's the only way.
He's a Joker, yeah. Nobody's ever said that. He's a Joker, bitch. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Cody, final thoughts, though.
Final thoughts, man. I enjoyed this film quite a bit, man. This is a great watch, great enjoyable watch. It was short to the point. Got the characters down pat. Love the animation style, the voice work.
It was like an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah, what was that?
What was it, like an hour and 10 minutes? I think, or something.
Yeah, I think it was probably a little less.
Oh, actually, yeah, less than that. It was an hour and 4 minutes. God damn.
Yeah, something like that.
Shit. Yeah, looking up at IMDb right now, it says 1 hour and 4 minutes. Okay, fuck, dude. Yeah, that's money. An hour and 4 fucking minutes compared to 2.5 to 3 hours.
Oh, Jesus.
And you can't even, this movie gets more characterizations, right?
It is.
This goddamn shit. And by the way, people, oh, this is because you watch the anime series. We ain't watched that anime series in God knows how long now.
I haven't watched that shit in how long?
All right, so, yeah, so,
ages.
We just jumped into this shit, whatever.
Ages.
And this shit makes more sense.
What's this? That's just not comparable, but, yeah, this is not as easily accessible. I mean, anybody can join you, can just jump right in, you know, and just go through all these hula hoops and shit, and all these unnecessary subplots and all that other shit going on.
Flash don't make a cameo.
Yeah, don't flash cameos, no Justice Nightmare Sequences, or the fuck that was.
Parademons.
Man, parademons.
not ending on a fucking train saying, hey, yeah, it might be more Batman Superman team ups, you know, not ending that way.
No Justice League YouTube videos.
Batman not saying there's other heroes like us.
Yeah. No more Superman. No dumbass Batman. Yeah, man. Lots of joy about this film, dude. I honestly don't have a whole lot to complain about.
No Jolly
Ranchers. Besides the whole Lois Lane. Superman, Batman, love triangle, where the fuck that was. But other than that, I don't have a lot to complain about, honestly. So I gotta give this a see it, my man.
You forgot one important thing, too. No Jolly Ranchers, neither.
No, oh, yeah. No Jolly Ranchers. Government sanction. Credentials to enter a goddamn cartel.
No battering.
You got no business messing with.
Hey, Cody, when Batman got that kryptonite, no battering left there for people.
Like, oh, thank you, Batman. I wouldn't have known that.
I see the stupidest
face you have here.
I seen the stupidest fuck. Hey, you no. He didn't find a security building blown up or nothing,
yeah,
like that.
No, that's a Batmobile sequence.
Yeah. You could see what the Batwing looked like. You
yeah,
know?
It's actually a meaningful conversation here. Yeah. Like chemistry between two heroes.
They actually have conversation.
Yes.
It doesn't, their fight doesn't break up with the mother's name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not all doom and gloom. There's actually levity in here.
Yeah. Superman is constantly saving people left and
yes.
right.
Yes. And he looks like he actually enjoys it. Doesn't like a burn.
They actually make sense of the lead theory with Lex Luthor now.
Yes.
It's rumor. In that Ultimate Edition, Cody, Lex put lead in that wheelchair.
Fuck you.
Oh, shit. How would Lex know that again?
Oh, my God.
I don't even think Superman's ever used his X-ray vision in these movies.
Oh, God.
So how would Lex know he even had X-ray vision?
Oh, God. Even if he did, how could he know that he can't see through lead? How would he know that?
He's a genius, go ahead. That's why. He's a genius. Oh, shit.
And he said, I was going to add to the plot. He can bring that shit up.
No. Hey, you know what, Suicide Squad? If Lex is in that same jail with the Suicide Squad, you get a high seat from me if the Joker kills his ass.
He's gonna show up. I'm telling you, because
I know he is.
Edition, apparently, he sent his ass to Arkham. So.
I was almost certain that's gotta be that, because I'm knowing these movies gotta tie in somehow. I'm almost certain that jail cell he's in, one of those Suicide Squad members, if not all of them, or even the Joker himself. They in that jail cell with him somewhere.
Yeah.
There's gonna be an interaction. I don't know if it's gonna be after credit scene, during the credit scene, whatever and shit. Or yeah, it might be a fucking Ultimate Edition of Suicide.
Yeah.
That gonna interact. And I'm telling you right now, you get a high seat if you put a bullet in his fucking head right there.
That'd be epic.
I give you a fucking high seat, Joker. You will. I mean, Jared Leto, you will solidify yourself as the Joker in my eyes if he just put a bullet in that man's head. Just end it right there. And then bring a real Lex Luthor out. That'd be awesome. Fairness in this movie, like Cody said, there's no Jolly Ranchers in this movie. That's got to be an ultimate plus right there. This Lex Luthor.
Yeah. Just based on that fact alone, yeah. There you go. It about does it.
The worst product placement ever. They beat Sony, Cody, in a match when it comes to product placement.
Such a fucking awkward sequence, man.
Didn't I just stop the movie? I was just like, took you out.
That shit's horrible to have to stop the guy in the movie.
Yeah, because like at first, before that, I was just like, I'm not liking it so far, but it could get better. And then when that happened, I was just like, you just completely lost me now. You just completely fucking lost me right now. If you didn't lose people in this theater right now, I don't know what the fuck they watching, man. The most positive thing about this movie is the Lex Luthor. I mean, Jesus Christ. Why is this man so hard to adaptate to screen? I just don't get it. He should be the easiest cute character and villain, for that matter, to put up
with. So easy.
It's just so fucking easy. But they just can't seem either to get the right actor. Actually, you know what? No, never mind. I was going to say something, but that's like, that motherfucker would probably be terrible. Get Idris Elba as Lex Luthor. There you go.
Why not?
Fuck it, at this point. But that man, I mean, after seeing that terrible-ass fucking performance by Jesse Eisenberg, just terrible. I don't give a fuck who he was playing. It rather was Lex Luthor, the son.
It's supposed to be Lex Luthor. Lex Luthor. I hate people try to tiptoe around that shit. No, it's Lex Luthor.
No, I'm just saying, like, just characters in general. He could be the Joker, whatever it was. Whatever the fuck he was trying to do, it was just terrible no matter who the character he was fucking playing or whatever shit.
Agree.
That was just an awful fucking performance. I don't give a he's trying to act like the Joker. Well, if that's the Joker, it's fucking shitty, man, okay? If that's the Riddler, that's a shitty fucking Riddler, then, okay? Whatever the fuck y'all want to call him, it's just shitty altogether. So it was amazing to see the Lex Luthor, who I haven't seen in quite some time now, by the way. Such fucking great demeanor about himself, the way he carries himself. He just got a certain self. This is how Lex should be. When he walks in the room, mouths just shut up, and you just waiting to hear what he says, man. Batman, Superman, the dynamic is great together. Everything I like about this movie, it's entertaining, it's short, it's simple. The plot isn't fucking over-explained or whatever and stuff. It's not over-complicated. It's not getting convoluted by throwing another plot on top of the plot and shit like that. It's very easy to follow. It's simple, straight to the story. You get the characters right away. The only problem I have with this is the few moments with Lois in there and shit. I don't really think that she need to be in there that much, personally.
Uh-huh.
I would have loved to see more Batman Superman screen since this is only an hour and 4 minute film. But for me, I guess that's what's keeping it from a high seed. So for me, it's just to see it as well.
Yeah.
All right, Cody. So, man, I guess it's my turn next time.
Yeah, it is your turn.
We're going to go a little different this time, Cody. We're going to go on the Marvel side of things, Cody.
Ooh, Marvel animated. Oh, boy.
Yeah, but you know what? We're going to do a little something different, Cody. It's going to be the first time ever spawning the movies here. We're going to do Earth's Mightiest Heroes, the last episode. With Galactus.
Okay.
Galactus, Cody.
Okay.
That's what we're doing. That 30-minute episode, that is the next anime one. Yeah, very different, ain't it? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can just do separate episodes. I didn't know that.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I was thinking about it a lot last week. I was like, how are we going to do that? I was like, I ain't watching the whole goddamn thing. That should take too goddamn long.
Okay.
No, we're going to do the separate episode or whatever. So, yeah, Cody, feel free to look up your Batman Animated Series episode. Because, yeah, I got a couple
of episodes. I'll keep that in mind.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, we kind of burned through these movies now. And we almost finished them off.
Yeah, particularly animated. We got shit done live action.
Oh, hell yeah.
Drying up.
So, yeah, the last episode, I don't remember what it's called, but I know Galactus is in that motherfucker, and they get all the Avengers, all the Marvel heroes get together.
What's that?
To stop the Galactus, whatever. Oh, yeah.
I like that.
I like that too as well. All right, Cody. So, next time we come back, we doing Cody's live action.
That's true.
Cody, what would that be?
That's the Men in Black.
That's that Men in Black, people. Men comes the Men in Black.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to hear that song sing throughout the whole damn review, people.
I think the week we do this, week Suicide Squad comes out, I think.
Are you fucking serious?
I think so. August 5th? I think that's the week.
Holy shit, Cody. Holy shit.
All right, not playing it.
Squad goals, Cody. Get your squad goals.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's going to be too good.
Oh, perfect timing, Cody. Oh, my God.
Oh,
wow. You should have picked Hancock then. All right, people. So that's been another edition of Spoiling at the Movies. I am your spoiling host with the most, the phenomenal one.
I'm his drunken co-host, Cody.
And we shall be back for another edition of Spoiling at the Movies with Here Comes Men in Black, Galaxy Defenders. I fucked that all up. I suck.